hey, you know you're wanted, right? I know what your brain says. I know it's telling you that they're lying. I know. Just listen to me for a second, yeah? I know it's really fucking hard. But please, just try to ignore those thoughts for just a few minutes. You are amazing, hands down. You're something fantastic that's come into my life. You're funny. You're intelligent. You're great at sending cursed memes. You're a good friend. And just in case your brain is telling you that I'm lying right now, I can tell you I'm not. You already know I have a really bad sleep schedule. So those nights where you start spamming me and I respond, those are absolutely fine. I enjoy those late night rambles. They're kind of calming to me. Plus, you know, I would let you know if I wasn't enjoying a conversation we're having. Believe me, we're never having the ravioli conversation again. And if we do, I'm throwing a toaster at your head. I don't keep you around because I'm bored or because I have nothing better to do. I spend time with you because I enjoy spending time with you. You're a delight to hang out with, online or offline. Your taste in music is impeccable. You find the best random interesting facts about various things, and I love it when you info dump on me. It shows what you're interested in. Whether they're the French Revolution, Fennec Foxes, or how you think we should bring the trebuchet back. Yes, I still remember that conversation. We absolutely should not. They're not cost-effective and difficult to maneuver. I will not be taking any criticism. Anyways, I digress. You've been there for a lot of my shit, and I mean a lot. You were there when I lost my mom. You were there when I found out I got cheated on for the first time. You were there when I was terrified to move out at a young age. And don't think I've not noticed that you've been an anchor for other people too. You've been so strong for everyone else. Have you let anyone else be an anchor for you? Take a moment, please. Breathe. I've seen you. I know how hard you've been working. You're doing good things, no matter what speed it's at going at. Everyone goes through their own shit during life, and I know that you're absolutely strong enough to endure it. And hey, if there's some stress falling through the cracks, I'm here to listen if it means sealing those cracks for a short time. I know it's not the easiest thing to open up, so I'm not asking you to divulge your life story to me. Just please remember you're not alone. You're not a burden. You're loved and appreciated. Even if your brain thinks otherwise, sometimes I care about you so much. You might not like it, but you showed me the slightest bit of human kindness and it went all downhill for you there. You're stuck with me. I'm your problem now. In all seriousness, though, I don't know everything you're going through, and I likely never will. But what I can do is be in your corner. If you want to vent, I'll be there. If you want to sit in silence together, I'll be there. If you just want to cry, I'll be there with the worst possible movie and snacks. Yes, the kind you like. I have no idea how you can stand it. But if it's what my protagonist wants, it's what they get. Oh, and if you ever need reassurance that you're not a bother, feel free to ask away. I will never hesitate to remind you how much I want you around. Now, get your ass over here. It is time for some cuddles.